And now the KWGS local news at 6:31. The Oklahoma City Thunder have announced fans will have to show proof of vaccination or a negative COVID test within 72 hours to attend home games at Paycom Arena, the Oklahoma Public Media Exchange's Ryan LaCroix reports.
The policy will initially be in effect between October 4th and November 26th and will apply to the team's preseason game at BOK Center in Tulsa on October 14th. The Thunder say they will constantly review the policy based on Oklahoma's COVID case situation. Fans can upload vaccination proof or test results to the Thunder's mobile app or a special website set up by the team. Printed or digital proof will also be accepted at the gate. The Thunder is the fourth NBA team to require proof of vaccination. Public health policies in New York and San Francisco will require vaccination proof for fans attending home games of the Golden State Warriors, New York Knicks, and Brooklyn Nets. Masks are strongly recommended for fans in Paycom Arena, and the franchise expects the NBA to impose additional guidelines for fans sitting courtside. The Thunder did not allow fans to attend home games last season. In Oklahoma City, I'm Ryan LaCroix.
About 100 faculty, students, and staff at the University of Oklahoma gathered yesterday for a protest demanding change in the administration's handling of COVID-19 mitigation policies. The Oklahoma Public Media Exchange's Beth Wallace has more.
We don't need millionaires with the title of regents to tell us what our lives and our labor are worth.
Professor Julie Ward was among those in the OU community at a rally on campus calling for indoor mask mandates, vaccine requirements, and for the administration to push harder against Governor Kevin Stitt's stance against such measures. The American Association of University Professors has been urging stronger COVID-19 policies throughout the course of the pandemic and helped organize OU Days of Action, a two-day event that included the rally and a small demonstration at Monday's Board of Regents meeting. The Norman Transcript reports that the university responded to a statement request Tuesday, saying in part, mitigation strategies within the scope of the law have been implemented, that OU community members should get vaccinated, and to, quote, continue practicing healthy behaviors. In Norman, I'm Beth Wallace.
And I'm Chris Polanski. This is Public Radio 89.5 KWGS News.